Some cohort studies have been done to examine the association between male circumcision and HIV. A cohort of 5,507 initially HIV-negative Ugandan men was followed over time and periodically tested for new HIV infections. Researchers estimated HIV incidence per 100 person years and relative risks with 95% confidence intervals. The prevalence of circumcision was 16.5% for all men at the start of the study. Circumcision was significantly associated with reduced HIV acquisition in the cohort as a whole. Relative risk equaled 0.53 and 95% confidence interval fell between 0.33 and 0.87. This means that those who were circumcised were less likely to become HIV positive than those who weren't circumcised. In fact, they were 0.53 times or nearly half as likely to become infected with HIV. Recall that the null value for the relative risk or odds ratio is 1.0, and that when relative risk equals 1.0, there's no association between the exposure and the disease. In this Ugandan cohort study, because the 95% confidence interval for the relative risk doesn't include 1.0, the difference in HIV risk by circumcision status was considered statistically significant